Sturdy or flimsy, words for strong and weak things. My last post looked at the language that we use to describe people and animals who are physically strong and weak. Today's post focuses on words for things that are strong and weak. Something that is strong and not easily damaged may be described as tough or, slightly more formally, robust. The adjective sturdy is similar in meaning, but is usually used for things with a definite shape, for example, a piece of furniture or a shoe. For example, their bags are made of a very tough fabric. You need equipment that is robust enough to withstand daily use. Be sure to pack a sturdy pair of boots for the hike. The adjective solid and solidly built may be used approvingly of items that are strong because they have been made properly. The word substantial can be used to mean large and made to be strong. For example, for good, solid furniture that will last a lifetime, this is the brand. This seems like a nice, solidly built house. This antique oak table is a substantial piece of furniture. An item that is strong enough to be used for a long time without becoming damaged may be described as durable or hard-wearing. Hard-wearing is often used of clothes and shoes. For example, metal is used for the frame because it's extremely durable. When it comes to footwear, leather tends to be more hard-wearing than canvas. Finally, for strong, something that is so strong it cannot be broken or damaged may be described as indestructible or unbreakable. For example, they claim that their latest screen is virtually indestructible. These plastic glasses are meant to be unbreakable. Moving on to near synonyms for weak, something that is easily broken or damaged because it is made of a thin, breakable material may be described as delicate or fragile. For example, these old pots are very delicate and require careful handling. Fragile items should be placed in a special compartment in the vehicle. The adjective flimsy describes material that is so thin it is easily ripped. The same word can also be used for a piece of furniture, etc., that is weak and easily damaged because it is badly made. For example, you won't be warm enough in that flimsy little top. I don't want flimsy photo frames that will fall apart in a couple of years. Something that is brittle is hard but not strong and breaks easily. For example, as we age, our bones become more brittle. Finally, something that is rickety is damaged or badly made and likely to break soon. This adjective usually applies to old wooden structures and pieces of furniture. For example, I didn't dare go up the rickety old stairs. That concludes my two-part post on strength and weakness. I hope you picked up one or two new words from it.